The epistle for this, the third Sunday in Lent, is taken from St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brethren, be imitators of God as very dear children, and walk in love as Christ also loved us and delivered himself up for us an offering and a sacrifice to God to ascend in fragrant odor. But immorality and every uncleanness or covetousness, let it not even be named among you, as become saints, or obscenity or foolish talk or scurrility, which are out of place, but rather thanksgiving. For know this that, and understand that no fornicator or unclean person or covetous one, for that is idolatry, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one lead you astray with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God comes upon the children of disobedience. Do not then become partakers with them, for you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk then as children of light, for the fruit of the light is in all goodness and justice and truth. Please stand for the Holy Gospel, which is according to St. Luke. At that time, Jesus was casting out a devil, and the same was dumb. And when he had cast out the devil, the dumb man spoke. And the crowds marveled, but some of them said, by Beelzebub, the prince of devils, he cast out devils. And others, to test him, demanded from him a sign from heaven. But he, seeing their thoughts, said to them, every kingdom divided against itself will be brought to desolation, and house will fall upon house. If then Satan also is divided against himself, how shall his kingdom stand? Because you say, I cast out devils by Beelzebub. Now if I cast out devils by Beelzebub, to whom do your children cast them out? Therefore they shall be your judges. But if I cast out devils by the finger of God, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. When the strong man, fully armed, guards his courtyard, his property is undisturbed. But if a stronger than he attacks and overcomes him, he will take away all his weapons that he relied upon and will divide his spoils. He who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters. When the unclean spirit has gone out of a man, he roams through waterless places in search of rest. And finding none, he says, I will return to my house which I left. And when he has come, he finds the place swept and adorned. And he goes and takes with him seven other spirits more evil than himself. And they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of the man becomes worse than the first. Now it has come to pass that as he was saying these things, that a certain woman lifted up her voice from the crowd and said to him, blessed is the womb that bore thee and the breast that nursed thee. But he said rather, blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. This is the end of the epistle and gospel reading. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Brethren, be imitators of God as very dear children, and walk in love. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Here again, St. Paul is reminding us how we should conduct ourselves. Again, staying away from sin and immorality and trying to walk in the light of God, trying to improve ourselves, to correct ourselves, to abstain from things that we've done in the past. And, of course, every day we get a new opportunity to improve ourselves and try to become better and better each day. But as we continue on, this is Lent, and we're on the third week already. And so we have to again look at ourselves and see how we are doing. How well are we keeping our resolutions and practicing them as best we possibly can. But anyhow, we have to look not so much on the outside, but we have to look on the interior part of our lives during this time and really go after the prominent parts, the prominent sins that we are trying to do away with. are really doubling down on our faults that we really want to correct during these times. And as we look into ourselves, we look and check ourselves. Have I been patient? I mean, really patient. Have I been charitable? Really charitable. Have I been kind? Have I been meek? How am I conducting myself during these times? Trying to do my best to keep my mind and heart focused on what our Lord is about to do for us. To meditate daily as much as we can on the Passion, to keep before our eyes the very things that He was willing, able, and wanted to do for us. It's hard to comprehend that, but He wanted this. He desired it because He knew this was the only way He could save us from ourselves. So each day during Lent, we try to, again, refocus our attention, not so much, of course, our daily duties, yes, but we can really look on the inside and see, how am I really performing? What am I really doing? Am I really trying to focus on these faults, or am I just kind of letting them slide a little bit here and there? And like I said in the beginning of Lent, you know, if we offer our resolutions to the good Lord, and if it doesn't hurt a little bit, we're really not doing much. It's not like Advent, where everything's like a happy, joyous time. This is more serious because we're trying to wash away the faults of former times. And that is the reason why we're doing the penance and the fasting and almsgiving and everything else. And try to do a little bit less on the TV, radio, games, and everything else. But we want to really more focus on our spiritual reading and on our prayers. And again, I recommend to say the epistle or read the epistle and gospel every day during Lent. But focus your attention on the prayer that the church is offering each day. It's there to help you. It's there to encourage you, to sustain you in your good works, in your fastings, in your prayers, that through our penance that the good Lord will look down and see us trying to do what the church requires us. And while we're doing our good works, He's in the background erasing the shortcomings of past times. So we continue on. We want to become like our Lord. So therefore, we want to become saints. We got a desire to become saints. Not just a word and meaning, we've got to really want to become a saint. Because after all, the citizens of heaven are all saints in one way, shape, or form. And the good Lord wants us to be a saint too. Not a copycat. We don't want to copy any of the previous saints. He wants you personally to be a saint. And in order to do that, this is what we do. We fight against ourselves. We fight against the world, the devil, the flesh, all of it. We try to walk as children of light, as St. Paul says. And with the help of being always reminded of the things that we need to avoid and the things we need to practice. And St. Paul hits it all, does it all. As you notice, in the last few Sundays, he's hitting on one major thing. He's trying to really eradicate the immorality that sometimes creeps into our lives. He wants to try to keep working on it, keep going after it. Never stop, never give in, never give up, never, ever get discouraged. Never, ever get discouraged. The devil loves to play that game. And we got to just always, when we feel that way, we got to tell him to go fly a kite. I have to go to work. And the more busy I am each day concentrating on my work, the things I need to do, the better off I am. Our Lord really laid down the plan. If we do good works, say our prayers, be charitable to one another, help one another, we're on our way. The things we have to watch out for is the enticements of the world. We got to become unattached to things that we might have attachment to. Because after all these things here on earth are for our use only. That's it. So there's no point of having attachment to them because you're never going to take them with you. We don't want to become like the rich young man who had a lot. And our Lord asked him a simple little thing. Sell all the things you have and give to the poor and come follow me. And he couldn't do it. Even after he told him, you'll have treasures in heaven, he walked away sad. Sad thing about having possessions is we always want more. We are never, ever satisfied. And to be perfectly, truthfully honest, the human heart will never, ever be satisfied with anything down here. It'll only get its full satisfaction with God. Then it will be full. It will not desire anything else, because it can't. It won't. It's impossible. It's got everything. So as we continue this Lent, let us continue with our good works. Keep your prayers going. Without prayer, we're not going to make it. We've got to double down on that. And also to petition the good Lord. Lots of times we forget this last part. To ask him for the graces that we stand most in need of. Not just on normal, everyday, humdrum things, but when we have serious problems with temptations or trials, that he's ready, able, and willing to help us, to strengthen us. Because all these trials and temptations that the good Lord sends us, he wants us to toughen up. And so we got to learn to discipline ourselves and keep reminding ourselves, I can do this. I have to do this. Because the more he keeps trying to help me through the trials and temptations that he sends me, the better off I am, because I am preparing myself. I'm getting ready for it. So when it hits, I don't fall apart. I just do what I need to be doing. It's not easy. It's not meant to be easy. But our good Lord's there to hold us up and help us, because that's what he wants to do. So every day, let us be faithful. Let us renew our good resolutions. Let's try to observe them a little bit better than we did in last week. Keep our prayers going. Keep asking God's grace. And never get discouraged. That's the main thing. Don't ever get discouraged. Remember, the good Lord wants us to be cheerful givers. And God loves a cheerful giver. So give him your all. May God bless you, in the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.